Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
The Kia Night Racing Series is back at Canterbury tonight, beginning at 6:15. And Ray Hickson from Racing New South Wales joins us. Morning, Ray.
Good morning, Andrew. Nice to have Night Racing back. It's always a good night out, and we've got a good meeting to kick us off tonight.
And it begins at 6:15, and we've got a real shorty here for Waller and McDonald. Big Boy Roy, number four, $1.35 right now over Corporal, number one at $3.90.
I'm going to go the other way to what the market suggests, Andrew. My numbers are 1, 4, 3 and 6. Look, Big Boy Roy might well come out and win. I like the fact that Corporal's got the blinkers on the first time. He hit the line really nicely last start at Newcastle in what looked like a handy enough maiden. And he's drawn to be right on the back of Big Boy Roy. And I just feel like he's going to be able to ambush him. Andrew, I just don't really like to run in at $1.30 or $1.40. In the first race of a meeting, I'm not sure anybody does. So I just think that Tommy Berry will be able to have Big Boy Roy's back, peel out, and I think Corporal's got a little bit of a turn of foot to pick him up. So one on top, Corporal from four, Big Boy Roy. He's $1.40. He's run six placings from seven starts. My worry with him, Andrew, is he's just been out-muscled when the going's got tough in all three runs back. So that's the concern when you're taking such a short price. Three Litchfield can run a place, and six Lucky Imperador will improve on what he did last start. He ran okay behind Corporal a couple of runs back, but 1-4-3-6 to kick us off.
Righto, race two over the 1550. Number nine, Starla, in the last hour has gone 2.15 to $1.85. The scratching here, number seven, Irish Angel. So Starla now $1.85, six Earth Song at $2.90, and five Diamonds and Rust at $7.
Yeah, I think the scratching's got a little bit to do with that. I think Irish Angel was the third pick, and I'm going to go away from the favourite here. I really enjoyed the first up run of Earth Song, number six. My numbers are 6, 9, 5, and 1. Earth Song made her first up run in a really strong maiden at Newcastle back a couple of weeks ago, won by Rock O'Clock. She settled right back towards the tail of the field from an outside barrier and steamed down the outside to be beaten less than half a length. She's got gate two, Karen McAvoy, and up to 1550 in a smaller field. I can see her positioning right on the back of the speed, and I think if she runs up to that first up run, she's going to be very hard to hold out. So Starla number nine, look, I'm not surprised she's favourite, but gee, Glenn Munsey might well have a statue being built to this horse. She's been beaten at
$1.80. There's a few of those being built at the moment.
Oh, there's a few statues in Tab headquarters, yeah. She's gone under at $1.80, $1.85, and she was $2.80 out to $3.50 last start at the Kensington track on Melbourne Cup Day. Again, like Big Boy Roy, she could quite easily win, but gee, she's been costly. Five Diamonds and Rust is probably your leader based on the trial win recently, and one oxidisation in for fourth. She's had a few chances, but look, another placing isn't out of her capabilities, but six to beat 9, 5, and 1 in race two, Andrew.
Righto, race three, the fast lane karting sprint here, and number eight, Miss Spiteful, for Waterhouse and Bot, $2.30. The toppy for Godolphin's $4.20. The 10 Indigenous is at $5.50, and La Cosmo number five is at $6. The scratchings in this race confirmed 4 and 13.
Again, I'm going to go away from the favourite. Miss Spiteful is definitely the horse to beat on a handy debut, but gee, my numbers are 1, 8, 5, and 9. Auxon number one. If there was a 3 and not a 13 in its barrier, I'd suggest this is a good thing. He's four starts last preparation. He debuted running third behind Microphone and Pretty Brazen, beaten 3/4 of a length. Went around in a couple of Blue Diamond lead-ups, only beaten a couple of lengths, and then was a beaten favourite at Sale at his fourth start. Back to Sydney, his trial at Warwick Farm last week was really nice. He sat up on the pace and just did really well. I expect him to go forward from the wide alley and probably sit outside Miss Spiteful, or even if he can get a nice little tag behind something else. If he gets a nice run, Andrew, I think he'll be very hard to beat, number one. 8 Miss Spiteful chased home Dorothy of Oz, who goes around a bit later on at her first start. She was a big drifter there and still ran well. I expect she'll be improved. 5 La Cosmo, Desperate to win a race, just really seems to bump into a progressive one or two and might well have done again. And number nine, Ajayeb, I want to keep safe. It's probably worth watching the market on this filly. She's by Snitzel out of Augusta Proud, cost $875,000. The two trials have been okay. 1, 8, 5, and 9 in race three, Andrew.
Righto, race four, the Total Canteen Solutions Handicap. Joe Pride, or by the way, in this race, the scratching is number 7, Don and Kim, who's coming up here to run at Newcastle tomorrow. Live the Moment, number 5, 3.40 right now. Just 10 cents in front of Soldier of Love that runs here at 3.50 and Bullet Fly at 4.20.
Yeah, it's obviously important to note the Soldier of Love runs here in preference to a race tomorrow at Newcastle, so... I was one of several people who backed Soldier of Love at the Kensington track on Melbourne Cup Day and wanted another two strides. Numbers here, 2, 5, 1 and 8. Soldier of Love gets a similar sort of run here. Rachel should be able to tuck him in nicely, third on the fence or thereabouts. He's had the three runs back. They've all been excellent. I think he can get the job done this time. 5, Live the Moment, the logical danger. He's a little bit the same. He's had a few races there where he's... you know, looked likely to win or had every chance to win and just hasn't been able to put them away. Joe Pride's gone for the blinkers first time here, so that might be significant. 1, Chocolatier, I think, will run a nice race first up. It usually does. And Bullet Fly, number 8, comes through the same race as Live the Moment last start, where he led and ran fourth. So I'll go pretty close to the market. 2 to beat 5, 1 and 8, Andrew.
Righto, talking with Ray Hickson, previewing Canterbury, the return of night racing tonight beginning at 6.15. The Schweppes' race 5 over the 1900. In this race, the scratching is 9, Kentucky Tornado. 4, California Firebird is currently at 3.50. 6, Brilliant Mind at 3.90. And Zor Conic, number 1, at 4.40.
Well, if there's a race tonight that I don't have a great deal of confidence in, it's this one. I'm going to go with the horse I think that we are going to know what we're going to get from. The numbers are 1, 7, 4 and 3. Zor Konig, number 1, he'll probably lead them. He led all the way to win the Bathurst Cup three starts ago. He tried to lead all the way at Gosford over the 1900 metres last start and was just nailed by Zoraya in the last couple of strides. So I just think he's going to roll to the front. Billy Owen will do his best to rate the horse well. He gets in well with the claim, with the extra 3 kilos off, and he'll just run a good race. He's no good thing. He's probably a horse, if you're going to back him each way. But he's one of those horses that we know what we're going to get. Number 7, De Valera, I think, will be a big improver, Andrew. He was only beaten 2 lengths first up from a couple of months off at Hawkesbury. If you go back sort of middle of the year, he was racing really consistently up around this distance range, and I'd expect him to improve here. 4, California Firebird. Not surprised, his favourite. He's been consistent without winning. He just seems to lack that winning little edge at the end of his races. And 3, Stardome's a similar sort of horse. He won well at Kembla, although narrowly last start. He's a bit of a one pacer. He'll appreciate the 1900. And if it's a staying test, well, he'll be strong late. But 1 on top, 7.43. Unfortunately, it's the first leg of the quaddy, Andrew, and might have to take a few there.
Okay, so 1, 7, 4, and 3. Race 6 over the 1,200. The scratchings here are 4 and 5. Dorothy of Oz, number 9, the favourite, 3.10. 7, Special Snap, now 3.30. And Priscillica, number 2, now 4.40 with those scratchings.
This is probably the best race in the day as far as competitiveness and you know, a few nice horses clashing. The numbers here, 7, 2, 3 and 9. And with Special Snap, the Godolphin filly from the inside barrier, prepared to forgive her last start. She was hard in the market in the race won by Rule the World, who's obviously favourite for the Spring Stakes at Newcastle tomorrow. She basically dropped out the back from the outside barrier. The winner was on the pace. She hooked wide, made a nice run down the outside, but was never going to win. I still think it was a good run under the circumstances, and she comes back to 1,200 metres in a race where it looks like there's a little bit of speed on, and I think, you know, if you've been supporting her recently, it's worth having another go here. So 7 on top, 2, Brasilica. A little bit frightened of her. She's coming off a bleed back at Canterbury on July the 3rd when she was a beaten favourite. She's trialled quite nicely in open company, and she showed promise in her first couple of starts. So I want to be wary of her. 3, Invinciano. I was on her last start when she was nailed by Blazing Miss in the last stride, and I'm a little reluctant to get off, but she'll give you a good sight. And number 9, Dorothy of Oz. Well, look, if the stablemate Miss Spiteful comes out and wins well earlier in the night, it'll strengthen the form of this filly. She was pretty much handed the race at Hawkesbury, though, I must say. She led and nothing took her on, and she held them off. 7 to win, though, Andrew, from 2, 3 and 9.
And race 7, the Evening Star. Number 3, Sondalon, is the $3.90 favourite. Number 1, Discussions, is at $4.60. And number 10, Oneness, right now at $5.50. The scratchings here, 4, 7, 8 and 15.
One of the scratchings I was kind of keen on at odds, Andrew. So I'd advise people keep an eye on Spencer when he goes around next, which was number 7 in this race. But the horses that are in it will go 1, 2, 3 and 14 here, Andrew. Discussions on top, number 1. Didn't really have any luck at all first up behind Sandbar and Jungleized at Rose Hill on Golden Eagle Day. He was positioned nicely just behind them, and the gaps just didn't come, and Rachel King had nowhere to go. He was a 20-1 chance there, but that was a benchmark 88. He's back to a 76. He's fitter, and I think he's proven that he's come back in pretty good form. If you look back this time last year, he was racing incredibly well. He was close up behind a horse like Baller and had a winner at Rose Hill about this time last year. So I'd expect he'll give you a good sight. 2 Oakfield Twilight runs here in preference to a race tomorrow at Newcastle. Outrageous just out-toughed him there at Rose Hill last start, but he ran very well. He's in great form, and he'll give you a good sight. 3 Sondalon, I expect a good run first up from. He doesn't know how to run a bad race fresh, this horse, and he's trialled quite nicely. And 14 Weekend Affair, it's another one of those horses that you've just got to throw in your trifectas when he goes around. He doesn't win very often, but he's always hitting the line well, and he does seem to like Canterbury. 1, 2, 3 and 14 will go in race 7, though, Andrew.
Righto, and race 8, Through the Cracks, number 1, the favourite at $2.20, 11 Longbottom at $4.40, and 13 Roman Typhoon at $8.50. The scratchings here, 4, 6, 8, 9, 12 and 16.
I'm going to go for one a little bit of each way odds in the last numbers here, 3, 1, 11 and 10. Number 3, Kawakini. Look, another one of these horses that doesn't necessarily win often, although she did win 2 starts back at Canterbury back in August. What you do like about this mare is she goes well fresh. She's won 3 from 5 first up. She's drawn softly, which means she doesn't have to drag back, which tends to happen sometimes. She can just sort of land there midfield. And she loves Canterbury. She's been in the first 3 in 5 of her 7 attempts there. Nice soft trial going in. And I just think she'll run you a great race at each way odds in the last. She's going to need the breaks, but that's just her. One Through the Cracks. I'm not surprised this horse's favourite. He's won 4 from 6, and his second trial back, I thought, was a nice improvement. He's got Nash. I can't see him running a bad race. It's just a matter of whether he's up to the company, because he hasn't been tried at it before. 11 Longbottom, one of these horses that's coming through the grades. Bumped into a handy one last start at Gosford. And I'll put in number 10, Buck and Beauty, probable leader of the race. Barrier 1, claim for Chris Williams. I think it can give a sight. But 3 on the each-way basis to finish, Andrew, from 1, 11 and 10.
Righto, difficult night, but so it should be. The night racing back at Canterbury, 6:15 the first. What's your best bet?
The best bet, I want to go with race 4, number 2, Soldier of Love. I just think it's the race that suits it very well. I think the other two horses I'm keen on in the evening, Andrew, are race 6, number 7, Special Snap, and earlier in the night, race 2, number 6, Earth Song. But if you put me down to 1, it'll be race 4, number 2, Soldier of Love.
6:15, the first. Thanks for the preview, Ray. Hope it's a winning weekend for you.
Thanks, Andrew. Same to you.